Okay, good morning. Open your Bible in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. Now, every Sunday morning, pinag-aaralan po natin ang book of Ephesians, and we know that the theme of the epistle of the book of Ephesians is that we must walk with Christ on earth because of our position in Christ and heavenly places. Dahil meron tayong katatayuan kay Kristo sa mga langit na lugar, kailangan nating dumakad dito sa lupa kasama kay Kristo ng maayos at husto. And we know na in Ephesians 1, 13 and 14, it is the last part of the first section ng doctrinal content ng epistle. Alam natin na ang chapter 1, 2, 3, nagpapatungkol ito sa position ng mga mananampalataya kay Kristo. Ang chapter 4, 5, and 6, nagpapatungkol ito sa practical walk ng mga Kristiyano kasama si Jesucristo. Now, dito, bilang review lamang ng ating napag-aralan na, makikita natin sa section na ito ng verse 3 to 14, ang Trinity, the act of the Trinity. Yung mga position natin from the Father, our position through the Son, and our position with the Holy Spirit. Yung from the Father, we see in verse 3 that God had blessed us with all spiritual blessing. God has chosen us that we should be holy and without blame before Him. God has had predestinated us unto the adoption, chapter 1, verse 5. And God had made us accepted in the beloved, verse number 6. Those are our position from the Father. And in verse 7 hanggang 11, the position that we have through the Son, that we have redemption and forgiveness of sin. The mystery of God's will have been made known unto us, and we have obtained an inheritance. Those are our position through the Son. And today, we're going to study the last position that Paul mentioned in this section, the position with the Holy Spirit, that we were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Verse 13 says, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Verse 14, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of our purchase, of their purchased possession, unto the praise of His glory. Shall we pray? Ama namin, Diyos po, na makapangyarihan sa lahat, kami Panginoon ay nagpupuri at nagpapasalamat sa inyo pong kabutihan at katapatan, Panginoon, sa amin. Salamat sa kaligtasan ibinigay niyo po sa bawat isa at salamat, Panginoon, sa Banal na Espiritu na pwede na nagpapaunawa ng inyo pong kalooban. We pray na tulungan niyo kami na maunawaan ang inyong salita with proper interpretation and proper application sa aming pong buhay. We pray na tulungan niyo kami na maitama ang aming mga landasin sa pamagitan po ng inyong pong salita. Tulungan niyo kami, Ama. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, dito po sa bahaging ito ng verse 13 and 14, mapapansin natin dito yung position of the believers that we were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. And I want you to notice the use of the pronoun ye. Throughout the section, gumagamit si Paul ng we, us, the first person pronoun. Pero dito sa verse 13, he used the word ye. And there are two things here. Probably ito po yung nagpapatungkol na yung ye po dito yung mga Gentiles. Kasi in verse 12, mapapansin nyo, who first trusted in Christ? We, referring sa mga Hudyo, we first trusted in Christ, and ye Gentiles follow after that. And dito, pwede din natin sabihin na yung use ng ye dito is on the timing of the receiving of the Holy Spirit. We know in the book of Acts, there are many instances on when the Holy Spirit comes. For example, kay Paul, kailan niya natanggap ang Banal na Espiritu when Ananias ministered to him. At maraming instances. But dito, we can say na ye received the Holy Spirit after you believed. So, those are the things here. Now, but our position is that we are sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. The word ye were sealed, epraspistete, is an aorist passive verb that means to authenticate, to set a mark, or to stamp for security and preservation. Yung the word ye are sealed, meaning po noon, authenticate, set a mark, or stamp for security and preservation. Now, yung verb na yon, yung you were sealed, is an aorist tense, indicates it is a completed action in the past. It also in passive voice, meaning the believers receive the action. Receive the action. Now, for example, I prepared the illustration. Now, just for example, as a way to illustrate this, probably, for example, one day, Sister Marsha and Brother Bill decided that I would adopt Joe as my adopted son. Because I'm a wealthy businessman, I have many wealth, and I don't have a son, and I asked them, can I adopt Joe? So, probably they decided. And now, because I am rich and dying already, I want to give my inheritance, all of my inheritance to Joe, to my adopted son now, but I'm still alive. And what I will do to prepare the inheritance for Joe is, I will prepare a last will testament. So, for example, this envelope. Joe, this contains my last will testament. Billions of dollars. Now, question dito, how can you know that the document that Joe has is authenticated? Ano ang pwedeng gawin? Una, pwede yung last will testament, of course, may signature ako dyan. And before that, probably yung envelope, lalagyan ko ng seal or mark na ito ang selyo na authentic to, na copy ng last will of testament para kay Joe. Now, tayo pong mga mananampalataya, we see last week that our position, that we obtain an inheritance, but we don't get it right now. But God made a seal or signet. Noong unang panahon po ang mga hari to authenticate yung documents na ipapalaganap ng mga messenger throughout the empire. Meron po silang ring na signet. At meron silang candle, yung wax, at lalagay po ng ring ng king as a signet or seal. Meaning, the document that the messenger bring sa isang syudad is authenticated because it was sealed by the signet of the king. And the same way, alam niyo ba mga Kristiyano, our position, that we are sealed, we are authenticated, we are preserved, or we are sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Now, ano pong ibig sabihin nito? Now, tingnan nyo, for example, ang over in Romans 8, our position in Christ is that we were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Go over in Romans 8, verse 14. Ang sabi dito ni Paul, Romans 8, verse 14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, and heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together. Meaning, ang banal na Espiritu po na nasa atin, siyan po ang ebidensya na tayo po'y na kay Kristo, na tayo po'y anak ng Diyos. Katulad ng last will testament ko kay Joe, maraming documents probably ang magiging forgery, pero yung authenticated document na may sign po ang tatanggapin ng attorney to process the inheritance ni Joe. And it's the same way. Tayo po ay authenticated by the Holy Spirit. Ang sabi ni Paul, for as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the children of God. They are the sons of God. Na ibig sabihin, Kristiyano, isang patunay na ikaw ay ligtas kung meron kang pangunguna at pagkilos ng banal na Espiritu. And in another way around there, ang tao po, hindi siya ligtas kung walang pagkilos ang banal na Espiritu sa kanya. Na, and in some way, we can discern. We cannot say 100% ang salvation ng ibang tao. It is only the Spirit that can tell, confirm that you yourself and God can say to you that you are saved, but yung ibang tao hindi. Pero what my point here is, if you see a person that is being led by the Holy Spirit, that he is faithful in hearing the Word of God, that he has desire to listen, that he has a personal relationship with the Lord through the Spirit, that is the seal, authentication, that he is the Son of God. Now, ano pa? And ang ibig sabihin din nito, it is the Spirit that give assurance of salvation. I cannot give you assurance of salvation. If you come to me and say, Brother RJ, nagdududa ko sa kaligtasan, kaligtasan ko, pwede mo ba ako tulungan? What I'm just going to do is show you the Scripture, pero it is the Spirit that beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Siya yung nagbibigay ng 100% assurance sa iyo through the Word of God. Now, and that's our position, Christiano. How can we know that we are the children of God? How can you know that you are a child of God? You are a son of God. And you are joint heir with Christ. Simply because we are sealed with the Spirit. Na merong banal na Espiritu na nasa atin. Tayo ay sineryuhan ng banal na Espiritu. Now, yung tawag ni Paul in Ephesians 1, that Holy Spirit is the Spirit of promise. Meaning, He is the promise of the Father in answer to Jesus' prayer in Luke 24:46 and in John 14:16-17. Alam natin na ipinangako ng Diyos na Comforter will come. The Comforter will come. At yun ang ibig sabihin, that the Spirit of promise. Now, question, going back in Ephesians 1, what for? Bakit sinelyuhan tayo? Bakit tayo authenticate? Ano yung reason? The sealing and indwelling of the Spirit is the earnest of our inheritance. Verse 14 says, which is the earnest of our inheritance? Meaning, probably si Joe sa lalapit sa akin, Dad, may new dad. How can I be sure that you're going to give me your billions of dollars? Can you give me proof that I can hold? I want an earnest. I want a pledge. I want a down payment. And here, Paul said in a previous passage, we currently obtain, in aorist tense, meaning we obtain right now an inheritance, but we don't have it right now, literally. But God gave us an earnest of our inheritance. Ano yung inheritance? Ano yung earnest? The word earnest here meaning it is arabon, which means a pledge, a down payment, or something that stands for part of the price and is paid beforehand to confirm the transaction. Kung halimbawa, bibili ka ng TV. Oh, sir, i-reserve na namin yung TV na para sa iyo to, pero mag-down payment ka muna in order na sure na nasa iyo na to. And it's the same thing. We obtain an inheritance, pero we don't have it at all. In the future, we're going to literally have that, pero right now, here on earth, we don't have it right now. But God gave us a down payment to tell you, Christian, that He is serious about what He's saying. To tell you that you have an inheritance. And as a proof of that, I will seal you with my Spirit. Which is our earnest, our down payment, our assurance of our inheritance. That is our position, believers, arabon in Greek, a pledge. And that's why we are called a joint heirs with Christ. We are called a joint heir with Christ. Jesus Christ has already been resurrected and has an incorruptible body, an immortal body, but we don't have yet. Ang ating Panginoong Jesucristo, we are called joint heirs with Christ in a sense that Jesus Christ already resurrected. He already have an immortal body, an incorruptible body, but we don't have yet. How can we be sure that we are joint heir with Christ? Because of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is now in Father's house, in heaven. We don't. But we are called joint heirs with Christ. How can we know that we're going with Christ in heaven after we die? Or during the rapture? How can we know? Because of the earnest.
Amen. Right. that God gave us to us. Meaning, in practical sense, believers, if you are being led by the Holy Spirit, and you can know that. I cannot say it for you, but I can say it for me that I am being led by the Holy Spirit in a way na, for example, kung ako'y gagawa ng kasalanan, ang banal na Espiritu ay nililid ako na huwag gumawa ng kasalanan. Every Sunday, I'm being led by the Holy Spirit that I would go to the church. Hindi ako yan. Hindi yung aking flesh ang nagdidikta yan. Kasi yung flesh ko, I want to stay at bed.
Right.
Pero ang banal na Espiritu ang nagliligay sa akin to go to church, to read the Bible, to study the Word of God. And that's my in earnest that I am a joint heir with Christ, that I have an inheritance. And that's my question for you, believers. Do you have a leading of the Holy Spirit? You can, don't answer it right now, pero I'm asking you, are you being led by the Spirit? Now, iba po ang conviction sa leading ng Holy Spirit. Meron tayong conviction, conscience na binigay ang Diyos sa bawat tao, kahit unbeliever, meron siyang conscience. Pero ang isang Kristiyano lamang po ang merong leading ng Holy Spirit. Na siya yung nagbibigay ng desire for you, specifically for the Word of God. Ang tao po, hindi po siya magdi-desire ng Word of God. Pero ang banal na Espiritu po. How about your prayer? In Romans 8, said, now we cannot know what to tell in our prayer, but the Holy Spirit help us in our prayer. So, that's our position, believer. Now, right now, it seems that what God said is not true. Because right now, we don't have immortal body. We don't have the favor of the Word. It seems that what God is telling for us, mga benefits, mga position, mga inheritance for us is not true. But in order to demonstrate His promise are sure and reliable, God gave us an earnest. What a blessing it is. Na here on earth, pwede tayong lumakad kasama kay Kristo na merong pagtitiwala, na merong mga bagay na inihanda ang Diyos para sa atin. At upang patunayan yun, binigyan tayo ng earnest. The Holy Spirit, the dwelling of the Holy Spirit. Now, ang question, until when? Kailan hanggang kailan? Binanggit ng verse 14, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession. Now, focus po muna tayo dun sa word na the purchased possession. Yung the word purchased possession, it refers to the believers. The believers are God's purchased possession. Yung original Greek po nito, ito po itinranslate in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, as peculiar people. But ye are chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people. Yan din po yung same Greek word ng purchased possession. Meaning tayo po ay binili sa halaga, and we understand ano yung halaga na binili sa atin. Ang dugo po ng ating Panginoon Kristo. At dito, sinasabi ni Paul na we have earnest of our inheritance until our redemption. Na anong ibig sabihin dito ni Paul? Tandaan niyo po, ang redemption, yung meaning ng redemption to bought and release, we understand that in our previous lesson, meron pong three division ang redemption. Merong past redemption, merong present redemption, at merong future redemption. Ano yung past redemption? Nating mga mananampalataya. It refers to the redemption from the penalty of sin. We understand that in chapter 1, verse 7. Na tayo po ay we are redeemed through the blood of Christ, meaning from the penalty of sin. Now, there's no more condemnation for us, believers. That's our past redemption. Ano naman yung present redemption? Day to day, we're living na hindi na tayo alipin ng kasalanan. Refers to the redemption from the slavery of sin. Right now po, ang mga tao na hindi nawala kay Kristo, sila po ay alipin ng kasalanan. Ano pong ibig sabihin nito? Kahit pilitin nila natanggalin ang kasalanan sa kanilang buhay, hindi po nila magagawa yun. Dahil ang ating Panginoong Kristo lamang at ang banal na Espiritu po ang tumutulong sa atin na hindi tayo maging alipin ng kasalanan.
And that refers to our present redemption. Now, ano yung tinutukoy dito ni Paul na until the redemption, the future redemption, it refers to the redemption from the influence of sin, meaning it refers to the removal of believers from the influence of the word, from the influence of Satan, and from the influence of flesh to sin. That's our future redemption. Right now, we don't have right now that. Right now, we are living in a body that wants to commit sin day-to-day basis. Right now, we are living with the devils. Right now, we are living in the system of the world. We are not yet redeemed in that sense. But here, Paul said, while you are living on earth, I promise you an inheritance. I give you an earnest or down payment for that until I will redeem you in the future. That's future redemption. Yung tinutukoy po dito ni Paul. And if you check Romans chapter 8, yung three redemption na yan, Paul discussed that in Romans chapter 8. We have no condemnation anymore. And if you are led by the Spirit, hindi ka lalakad sa laman. And we have a future redemption as well. That's our position. Na meron tayo, habang naghihintay tayo, mga Kristiyano, ng pagbabalik ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo, merong ibinigay sa ang Panginoon sa atin na banal na Espiritu, which is our seal, authentication, na kumikilos sa atin. Now, anong gagawin natin right now, Kristiyano? Bilang mga mananampalataya, we must keep waiting. We must keep watching and hoping and serving the Lord until the redemption of our purchase, of the purchased possession. Habang tayo naghihintay sa pagbabalik ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo, kailangan natin magpatuloy na maglingkod in the local church. Kailangan natin magpatuloy na maghanda. Now, question, Kristiyano, handa ka ba sa pagbabalik ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo? Meaning, ikaw ba ay tunay na nakapaglingkod na sa Panginoon? Ikaw ba ay tunay na ligtas? Ikaw ba ay nasa kalooban ng Diyos? Those are the things that we need to do in light of this truth. Na, yes, meron tayong pangako at binigyan tayo ng assurance, ng down payment, ng pledge, pero ang dapat natin gawin while we are waiting for the redemption of the purchased possession, we must keep serving, waiting, and watching and hoping for the Lord. We are sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Now, dito makikita natin sa unang bahagi po ng verse 13, kailan ka nasenduhan? Ano yung action na nag-triggers sa ating mga Kristiyano na tayo sinenduhan ng Panginoon? Mapapansin niyo po in verse 13 na sinabi dito ni Paul that you were sealed after that you heard and after that you believed. Two verbs. Yung word na heard and yung word na believe, they are in active voice, referring na yung believers, yung tao po, ang gumagawa ng verb. After nilang makapakinggan and after nilang manampalataya, they were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Now, ano pong ibig sabihin nito? According sa context, most of the believers in Ephesus na kanyang sinulatan ng epistle na to, heard and believed during the 3-year stay of Paul in that city, during the third missionary journey. At dito makikita natin dito na yung katulad ng nabanggit ko, yung verb na heard and yung verb na believe, they are active voice, indicating the believer as the doer. Ibig sabihin, tayo po, ang tao po, ang makikinig at ang mananampalataya. But after we heard and after we believe, the passive voice na sealed, meaning we are the receiver of the action. It is God, the Spirit, who sealed us. Now, anong ibig sabihin po nito? Salvation is a gift of God and not of ourselves. Makikita natin yan sa Ephesians 2. Na hindi po tayo ang nagligtas sa ating sarili. Pero kinakailangan po ng tao na tanggapin yung gift of God na salvation by hearing and believing.
Right.
Nakita niyo po yung bahagi na yan. Huwag niyo pong pagmalian na yung hearing and believing is a work salvation. No. Paul laid clear that in Ephesians 2. Pero ang tao po, in order na tanggapin ang kaligtasan, kinakailangan po nating mapakinggan at kinakailangan nating manampalataya.
Right.
In order for you to be sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Now, ano po ang point natin dito? Anong point natin dito? Ang kaligtasan, of course, yan ay sa Panginoon lamang. It is not ourselves. Paul said that clearly in Ephesians 2. It is not ourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of works. But Paul said here, ang isang tao, kailangan niyang makinig at kailangan niyang manampalataya upang siya ay maligtas. Now, dito po mapapansin natin yung hearing after that he heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Meaning, ito pong mga Kristiyano na sinulatan ni Paul, the recipient, the believers, the church member at Ephesus, they heard two things. Yung pong word at yung word na gospel, they are both in accusative case. Meaning, they are the direct object of the verb. Meaning, two things ang kanilang napakinggan. What Paul was saying here, believers at Ephesus, na selyuhan kayo ng banal na Espiritu, you were sealed but with the Holy Spirit of promise after you heard two things. Ano yung napakinggan nila? Word of truth and the gospel of salvation. We can see that in the grammar. Now, but before that, makikita natin dito na yung pakikinig ay isang important aspect of one's salvation. Hearing is an important aspect of one's salvation. You cannot trick someone into salvation. You cannot trick someone into salvation. If the person is not interested in listening, he is not ready to get saved at that point of time.
Right.
Hearing is an important aspect of one's salvation. Ako po ay lumaki, ako po ay nasaved 2007, at ako po ay naturuan in a way ng soul winning or test of witnessing that you can trick someone into salvation. Now, even that person is not interested, even that person is not ready to get saved, just have a series of questions. Naniniwala ka ba na ikaw ay makasalanan? Ayaw mo ba na pumunta ng impyerno? Gusto mo ba na pumunta ng langit? O gawin mo lang yung mga bagay na to. Even though the person is not interested. But Paul said here clearly, he heard. You need to hear. Na kung ang tao po right now ay walang bukas na tenga sa mga sinasabi ng Panginoon, they are not ready to get saved. You cannot reach someone into salvation. And that's the problem in our time right now. Paul said in Romans 10:14, for a person to hear the word of truth, someone must preach.
Right.
Sa atin namang mga Kristiyano, how can a person paano niya mapapakinggan? How can a person hear if we don't preach?
Mm-hmm.
So, in our responsibility to fulfill the Great Commission. But one thing is sure here, hearing is an important aspect of one's salvation. Ano yung napakinggan nila? Two things, word of truth and the gospel of salvation. The word of truth. Now, my question, during the three-year stay ni Paul sa Ephesus, kung according sa context, ito pong pakikinig at pananampalataya ng mga Ephesians members, ito po'y nangyari during the third missionary journey ni Paul, where Paul spent 3 years at Ephesus. Now, ang question ko po, in a way na napakinggan nila yung word of truth, my question is, does Paul's preaching solely revolve around the question, would you like to go to heaven when you die? Do you think it's a word of truth? Na sabi dito ni Paul, they heard, hearing is an important aspect. But they need to hear the word of truth. Now, question ko, nung nag-minister kaya si Paul sa Ephesus, and emphasizing the word of truth, yung bang pangangaral ni Paul ay nakaikot lamang sa tanong na, oh, gusto mo bang pumunta sa langit pag ikaw ay namatay? Gusto mo bang pumunta sa langit pag ikaw ay namatay? Tingnan natin anong naging reaction ng mga tao. Go over in Acts 19. In the context of hearing the word of truth, hearing the word of truth. Because right now, the word of truth is being ignored in most of the churches right now. The word of truth. Now, in Acts 19, verse 26 to 28, may request na basahin natin ng sabay-sabay. Acts 19, verse 26 to 28. Ready? Read.
Moreover, I see in here that not alone has existed, but almost throughout all Asia, this Paul hath persuaded and turned away much people, saying that they need no gods,
and are ready
to hands. So that not only this our craft is in nature to be set at naught, but also the temple of the great goddess Diana shall be destroyed, and her magnificence shall be destroyed, whom all Asia and the world worship.
And when they heard this saying, they were full of wrath, and cried out, saying, Great is Diana of the Ephesians. What happened to the unbelievers that heard the preaching of Paul? Sabi doon, they were full of wrath. Now, question ko, do you think Paul is a light preacher na ang kanyang pangangaral ay naka-involve lamang sa incentive salvation? Na gusto mo ba tumungo sa langit pag ikaw ay namatay? O just pray with me and I will lead you. Yan kaya ang word of truth? No. If you examine Acts 19, Paul preached the word of truth by preaching against their idolatry to the goddess Diana, Artemis, against their sorcery, against their exorcism, against their astrology, and against their black magic. And in fact, there's an account in Acts 19 na yung mga Kristiyano, after nilang maligtas, sinunog po nila ang kanilang mga magic book. Kanilang Ephesus po is well known about black magic. Now, do you think that's the word of truth? Now, if I am in adultery, Paul preached to me, no, you don't do adultery. Idolatry, rather. And that's the word of truth. And you can see what is the word of truth in the reaction ng mga tao after nilang mapakinggan yung pangangaral ni Pedro, ni Pablo. This is evident in the reaction of the people to Paul's preaching. Ano yun? Sabi ng Acts 19, verse 28, they were full of wrath. Just think about ikaw, sabihan ka na yung kasalanan mo. Because that's what that is the word of truth. Kung ikaw ay merong kasalanan, kailangan mong mapakinggan ang mga salita ng katotohanan patungkol sa iyong kasalanan in order to get saved. And that's what Paul said after that he heard the word of truth. Anong truth? Truth about idolatry. Truth about sorcery. Truth about your sin in your daily life. They were sealed after they heard the word of truth. Ang problem sa ating pong panahon, yung preaching for soul winning purposes is far more different sa way na si Paul ay nangaral ng word of truth. His preaching, Paul's preaching, is different from the common soul winning technique of our time. It's far more different. Far more different. Na kung ikaw halimbawa, ako po'y naturuan na kapag ka ikaw ay magsusulwining, saka mo na lang i-deal yung kasalanan ng tao. Kasi baka hindi niya mag-church. I was trained about that in that manner. Ako ng isang tao, halimbawa, nakita ko ng kasalanan, pag-pray mo na lang yan later on, ang mahalaga dapat masave siya. No. That's not the approach of Paul. Paul said, you need to hear the word of truth. If you are living in adultery, you need to hear the word of truth about your adultery. If you are living in sin, immorality, or any sin ng buhay mo, you need to hear the word of truth. Because hearing the word of truth is important for one's salvation. Bakit po? Because kailangan ng taong magsisi.
Right.
At in order ang isang tao ay magsisi, ng tunay sa Panginoon, kailangan niyang mapakinggan ang word of God. It is evident in Paul's ministry in Acts 19. You can see that on how Paul preached the word of truth. Now, ano pa? Not only hearing the word of truth, hearing the gospel of salvation. Hearing the gospel of salvation is what the people need to hear. According to Romans 1:16, it is the power of God and salvation. It is how that Christ died for our sin according to the scripture, and that he was buried and rose again the third day according to the scripture, 1 Corinthians 15. Now, kaibigan, you cannot believe the gospel without understanding the gospel.
Right.
Sasabihin mo, probably sasabihin mo, Brother RJ, ready na akong pagtiwalaan ng Ebanghelyo. Pero ano yung Ebanghelyo? Ang Ebanghelyo ay kung paano si Kristo. Now, sino si Kristo? Because there are false Christ in our time right now. Christ died for our sin. Ano yung sin? Alam niyo po ba, majority of Roman Catholic doesn't know what sin is? And in order to believe the gospel, you need to understand the gospel by hearing it. Hearing it, and that's what we see in this passage. They were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise after they heard the gospel of salvation. The gospel of salvation. And lastly, makikita natin dito, not only that they heard the word of truth, they also heard the gospel of salvation, and they believed in Christ. Go over in Acts, Ephesians 1. Going back in Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1:13, in whom ye also trusted, in Christ ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of salvation, in whom, or in Christ also, after that ye believe. Meaning, ang kaligtasan po, salvation is 100% faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It means having 0% trust in yourself. 0% trust in religion for your salvation. And 0% trust in your good work. Kung right now, kaibigan, natitiwala ka na dahil nagsisimba ka, dahil nananalangin ka, dahil ginagawa mong bagay nito kaya ka ligtas, you don't believe 100% in the Lord Jesus Christ. Kailangan 100% na nagtitiwala ka na yung ginawa ng ating Panginoong Kristo na pagkamatay, pagkalibing at pagkabuhay ng mga muli para sa iyong kasalanan ay dapat mong pagtiwalaan yan. Kung yan ang tiwala mo, you are saved. Believing in Christ. Now, sa mga kaibigan namin, probably, ito yung unang first time mong mapakinggan, ang kaligtasan po ay tanging sa ating Panginoong Kristo lamang. Hindi po ang makukuha ang kaligtasan sa mabuting gawa. Hindi mo makukuha ang kaligtasan dahil akala mo mabuti ka. Ang sabi po ng salita ng Panginoon, wala pong mabuti ni isa. Wala pong mabuti ni isa po sa atin. Ang lahat po ng tao sa mundong ito ay sumusuway sa Diyos. Wala pong matuwid ni isa. At dahil po sa ating kasalanan, tayo po ay nakadestino magdusa sa impyerno ng walang hanggan. Pero dahil po ang Diyos po ay pag-ibig, ipinadala po niya ang kanyang buktong nanak. 2,000 years ago, ang ating Panginoong Kristo po ay namatay para sa ating mga kasalanan. Ayaw po ng Panginoon na ikaw ay magdusa sa impyerno. Dahil ang impyerno po ay walang... The worst thing about hell is there's no exit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Once you enter the hell, there's no exit. Pag ikaw ay nakulong dyan sa Taguig City Jail, probably, kahit life sentence ka, after mo mag-spend ng 50 years, maawa sa iyo ang gobyerno, bigyan ka ng parol. Mm-hmm. Pero the worst thing about hell is there's no exit.
Right.
Hell is not a place of mercy.
Right.
Ang mga tao po sa impyerno right now ay sumisigaw ng habag sa Diyos, pero hell is not a place of mercy. Hell is not a place of grace. It is a place of justice and righteousness. Ayaw mo, kaibigan, mapunta doon. Ang kailangan mong gawin upang tanggapin ang regalo ng Diyos ay pagsisisi patungo sa Diyos,
at pananampalataya sa ating Panginoong Kristo. Believing in Christ. Kung ikaw naman ay Kristiyano na, nakita mo, Brad, salamat sa salita ng Panginoon na yung banal na Espiritu pala na nagli-lead sa atin sa bawat araw ang patunay na ako'y nasa Panginoon. Praise the Lord about that. And I want to challenge you believers on how Paul challenged the Ephesians church members. Because alam natin ang tema po ng Ephesians, ito yung teaching and this is the application. We need to walk with Christ. I want to challenge you in Ephesians 4:30. Ephesians 4:30. May request na basahin po natin ang nagsabay-sabay, Ephesians 4:30. Ready? Read.
And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption.
Now, alam natin na meron tayong posisyon na. Ano yung posisyon natin? We are sealed with that Holy Spirit and promise. And because of that, Paul said, I want you, believers, don't grieve the Holy Spirit in your... Don't grieve. What the word means, grieve? To make sorrowful. For example, if you're a parent and your child rebel against you and didn't obey you, it makes the parents to be grieved, to make sorrowful. At alam niyo ba, Kristiyano, ang banal na Espiritu ay nananaan sa'yo right now? Bawat Kristiyano ay nadoon ang banal na Espiritu. And the Holy Spirit is a person and He can be grieved. He can be sorrowful by our action. And Paul was saying here, believers, you understand that you have a position that you were sealed with that Holy Spirit and promise, and I want you, believers, grieve not the Holy Spirit. Don't make Him sorrowful. In what way? For example, ikaw ay gagawa ng kasalanan,
right,
at sasabihin ka ng banal na Espiritu, don't do that,
yep,
but you still do it, you're grieving the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
You're making Him sorrowful. Pag sinasabi ng banal na Espiritu na maging tapat ka sa local church kung saan kabilang, pero hindi ka tapat sa church, you're making the Holy Spirit grieve.
Yep.
Kung ikaw ay hindi namumuhay, Kristiyano, pakinggan niyo po ito, if you're not living your daily walk according sa kalooban ng Panginoon, from time to time, you're making the Holy Spirit grieve in yourself.
That's right.
Examine your life. Are you grieving the Holy Spirit sa mga bagay na pinapakinggan mo? Are you grieving the Holy Spirit sa mga ginagawa mo kasama ang kaibigan mo? Are you grieving the Holy Spirit sa mga bagay na pinapanood mo? Are you grieving the Holy Spirit sa buhay mo? And that's the imperative here na binanggit ni Pablo. Pagkatapos nating malaman, Kristiyano, na meron tayong katatayuan, wow, what a blessing na meron tayong patunay, na meron tayong inheritance. And what now? This is the imperative that Paul said. Grieve not the Holy Spirit. Grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. That's what Paul mentioned in Ephesians 1, that we have the Holy Spirit. And that's the challenge for you and me, believers. Now, how can I live my daily walk with Christ not grieving the Holy Spirit? That's the challenge. Pagising mo sa umaga, papasok ka sa trabaho, examine your actions. Am I going to grieve the Holy Spirit by doing this and doing that? By having this emotion? By having this conversation? We need to live our daily life in light that the Holy Spirit is with us. We are sealed with the Holy Spirit, pero kailangan natin, huwag natin siyang grieve. That's the challenge for you and me, believers. Shall we pray? Ama naming Diyos, salamat po sa katotohanan na kami, Panginoon, ay inyong pinangakuan. At salamat dahil meron po kayong down payment, meron kayong earnest, ang banal na Espiritu, ang dwelling ng banal na Espiritu. Salamat, Ama, sa aming katatayuan kay Jesus Christ. Salamat, Panginoon, na bilang anak po ninyo ay nakita namin na meron kaming katatayuan before you because of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, matulungan niyo kami in light of this position. We pray na tulungan niyo kaming lumakad ng tama kasama si Jesus Christ dito sa mundo ito. In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.